In just a moment, we are going to partake of the Lord's Supper in remembrance of Jesus and his death on the cross. Most of you are aware that I'm pretty passionate about the Broncos. And Thursday, I was watching the game. I wasn't watching. I was only listening. I was listening to the game. And when the game ended, I had some thoughts about how it had ended and things that had gone on. And I went downstairs to share them, my thoughts, with Bonnie. This was what needed to be talked about. And I found her on the couch watching a documentary. And she was watching a documentary on World War II. And suddenly I thought, maybe I shouldn't talk about the Broncos right now. So I sat down. And I watched. And I was watching as it came to the end, the horrific end, when suddenly the world became aware of what the Holocaust was. And I'm not saying that there was a single picture or a bit of video on there that I had not seen or was aware of before. But I sat in silence. I sat observing and thinking and contemplating what mankind had done, what we were capable of doing. And after it was all done, and I walked away still not really caring about what had happened with the Broncos, I thought about this morning. I thought about when we as Christians gather together to remember Jesus. And it should be the same thing, the same response. There was so much going on in your life right now, all the way up to this morning. Figuring out what to wear, getting the kids together, figuring out where we're going to sit, all of these things, arranging the worship, just the things that are going on in our lives. But when we come together and now it's time to think about Jesus, and think about Jesus on the cross, and we think about nails and blood and a scourge, and we think about rejection and what mankind has done and what mankind is capable of, and we think about the sun growing dark and the earth shaking, when we think about, as Jesus put it, when he was arrested and he didn't resist. Jesus said to the chief priests and officers of the temple and elders who had come against him, "Have you come out with swords and clubs as you would against a robber? While I was with you daily in the temple, you did not lay hands on me. But this hour and the power of darkness are yours." When we look at the cross, for us it is so often the great victory, and it is. But before it was a great victory, it seemed like it was a victory for Satan. It was the hour and power of darkness. What else should be on our minds? What else should we be thinking about? This is all there is. Everything else becomes trivial. Because we have gathered to remember Jesus dying on the cross, the Son of God, for us. Let us partake of the Lord's Supper.